Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Love is all that I can give to you. Jealousy. Who's killing who in infidelity? Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome, welcome to Why Women Kill. Oh my goodness, season one, episode one, where we explore one home in Pasadena, three different decades, infidelity and mystery. Oh my goodness. I've got my amazing host here. I want to introduce him. He's incredible. He is George, and I'll let him keep talking. He's an award-winning producer and writer. George, take it away.
And I am Jackie's co-host. You're operating on such a high frequency right now that it doesn't even matter what I do because I'm feeling the vibes. I'm feeling the vibes, Jackie.
He's amazing. Oh, my God. So glad. Listen, we watched this show, and we were just blown away. I've never seen a show like this before. Okay, so we're going to give you some teas of the topics and segments and news. It's going to be really juicy. Special segment by George. Yeah. He's going to take that away. And then we have hot news with the, let me tell you, the creator of the show is Mark Curry. And we're going to give you some more information about that. So overall thoughts.
Well,
George.
You know, my last name, Curry, kind of sounds like Curry, and that's relevant because he did such a good job that I want to be associated with him. Direction was awesome. The one-liners in this show in episode one, I want to go to the writer's room and have a drink with y'all because those one-liners were landing, and it was so tastefully done, the transitions you mentioned about being three different eras in the same home and the distinctions between the eras. You felt it. You lived in it. I am really liking this show, Jackie.
Oh, my goodness, George. I'm loving this show. And Mark Curry, thank you for creating this show. I mean, he not only created this, he's created so many other shows. And we're going to tell you all that in the news segment because he is on fire.
On fire, 8.6 on IMDb. I'd give it even higher, but we're going somewhere good with this show.
We really are because I've never seen a show like this before. Have you seen a show like this before?
It's actually,
3 decades?
Yeah, it's the first of its kind. From what I've seen. I might be missing something, but...
Yeah, we might be missing something. And listen, that's where you can go in the comments and tell us like what we're missing because I've never seen a show like this before. We're going to take it to 1963. And this home in Pasadena is so gorgeous. It's a mansion. And Beth Ann Stanton... See, it's the first episode, first season, so like we got to get the names correct. Beth Ann is played by Jennifer Goodwin. Mm-hmm. And she loves to take care of her husband. What do you think about her character and her husband, Rob, which is played by Sam Jagger?
Yeah, well, you see, it's relevant because of the time. And I like that you feel that as you're watching. You see somewhat of a suppression happening between the husband and wife. The man or the husband being the more dominant figure in the household.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the wife having to listen to him and almost provide for him. And seeing her character, it seems, because of the significance of the era, she seems very suppressed as a wife, as a housewife.
Oh, yes. So different, right, than from the now, 2019?
Exactly. You feel it, and it's almost a little hurtful watching it back, how things were accepted socially back then.
Yeah.
And you can see it in kudos to Jennifer interacting. You can feel the buildup, and you can feel the tension of her having to listen to her husband and that being totally fine. I might be setting myself up for my future wife because you said this.
Is this the future wife you want, George?
The future wife is going to hear me saying, hey, you shouldn't be controlling or saying anything at all. I'm running this household. That's probably how it's going to be because I'm a mama's boy. But seriously, seeing that dynamic of her being suppressed and seeing Rob kind of running the show, you felt that tension.
You really did. Mm-hmm. What an incredible job. I mean, 1963, I mean, that really, I felt like it was in 1963.
We're
too much of babies to know about all that. But it really felt that way from the cars, right? We were flipping out how neat
really
the cars
cool.
are.
Really cool.
The cars were incredible. The attention to details that Mark and the other producers and the just the whole team behind the scenes.
The diners, good old American diners. Oh. I enjoyed seeing that.
Oh, I just want to be in that show. I want to be in that era. If you're going to tell me, if Mark says, hey, Jackie, I want you to be on my show, which as a matter of fact, I have a friend that's on the show. I'm like, what?
You're already halfway there.
I'm already halfway there. I would say I would want to be in the 1963 era. How about you?
I felt the swag. I felt the swag in the 60s. We're going to get into the 80s later, but I thought it was tastefully done, and it was really exciting, and it felt nostalgic, and of course, I wasn't alive in the 60s, but I almost felt like I was there once, and I wanted to go back there.
Exactly.
Because it felt so real.
It did. It did. Now I can understand what my aunts and my uncles were talking about, because what I don't like is the reminder of how women definitely were suppressed, like you were mentioning.
And you saw,
I did not like that
you saw
reminder.
When the neighbors came in, Sheila and the hubby.
Sheila Moscone.
Moscone.
And Leo. Oh, I love her character.
So what was really key there is, her character is big, too.
Huge.
But what we saw there is when the husband brought up the book about feminism and brought it up, and it was almost like a taboo topic back then. And you also felt that.
And did you notice how he was like this, gesturing for like the, and that's when Sheila Moscone was just like, she was like, you know what, Rob, she's not your maid.
Exactly.
She's not your maid. And I was just like, that's exactly what I would have done.
Yeah, and it was extremely rude. And then you saw what surprised me, and we slowly see her unveil how she feels later in the episode. But what surprised me is when Beth Ann backed up Rob and said, you know what, I enjoy providing for him.
I know, but it's so classic 1963s. It's so classic back in the days, the 50s, the 40s, the 60s. It's so classic. And oh my gosh, what else? Oh my Lord have mercy. I'm going to, you know what, I like how she finds out in the supermarket, since we're going to be covering in the topics the 1960s, we might as well, you know, do it that way. I love when she goes into the supermarket, and that also feels very old-fashioned, and that's when she eavesdrops and checks out that, like,
timing to go to the grocery store.
Oh my God. Or what great
what
timing.
What great timing.
But it's like she has no skills, and she mentions that, and it breaks my heart. I'm like, you know, a lot of women back then didn't really have any skills, and they relied on their husbands, and I think that's why their husbands were able to do whatever they want.
See, knowledge is power. But when you're being prevented from getting the knowledge, where does all the power go to?
Right. And I think that's why I like how they do 1963, then they go to 1980, kind of halfway midpoint, then they go to now. It's really clever, I feel, so that no matter what the circumstance, why would women kill? Right?
Let's not forget about the elephant in the room. We could definitely see why. Jackie, I'm sure you could tell me many reasons why. And I could probably tell you all the mistakes I've made to understand why this would happen.
But he's alive.
I made it through.
You made it through.
I ain't all that bad.
Are you married? I don't even know.
No, I'm not married.
Okay.
No. But I'm learning.
He's learning. He's made it through. So we're going to go into 1984 and... Oh my God, Simone, played by Lucy Liu.
Yo, can we just start by saying Lucy Liu bodied that role?
Embodied.
Her energy, her comedic timing, her ferociousness. I love it, and I'm here for all of that.
Me too. I mean, she really embodied it big time. And I love the outfits. I mean, that is 80s.
Yeah, look.
That is Cyndi Lauper, like, girls just want to have fun. Oh, yeah, that was totally.
I was feeling it. And actually, while we're on the topic of Lucy Liu being big in her acting, I somehow felt that I didn't get enough from Carl. Was that the husband's name?
Yep, Carl.
And
Carl is played by Jack Davenport. Great actor,
And Jack's an awesome actor, and maybe he's on to something with being the more quiet spouse in this scene.
He is.
But Lucy Liu went so over the top, or Simone, let's say Simone, that I got a lot. I felt like I got to know a lot about Simone and not enough about Carl.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Simone just rocked it. I mean, she was just spicy. I mean, she just slapping him around. I mean, like, but what a kick in the face to find those pictures.
It's tough. See, and we'll get to 2019 later. So it's not that much of a kick in the face in 2019, but in the 80s.
Yeah, it's funny because it's not that much of a difference. Yeah. But do you see how the women are so different? 1980s versus the 60s.
But what I will say, it seemed like there was some more women empowerment happening in the 80s just from what we've seen through the characters.
Oh, yeah.
And how they, you know, what a contrast jumping from Beth Ann to a character like Simona. I mean, you see a big jump.
Oh, yeah. I was almost getting a little agitated because I was just like, come on, you know, to Beth Ann. I was like, come on, you need to be a little tougher. And she tried. Oh, she's so tried at the diner.
You're almost rooting for her. And then Simona compensates for all of that. She has no problem.
No, she has no problem slapping the hell out of freaking Carl, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that was the slap. Then you got the fight outside.
Yeah, and it's like she doesn't want anybody to know.
And then, again, at all, she's so much about hiding it. Mm-hmm.
Because it's all about, like, you know, she's in Pasadena. Image. Prestige and the image.
Exactly. And then the fact about the pills, and there was no pills left. And then what she said, again, writers, y'all are the bomb.
Yeah, the bomb.
You're
writers.
On fire. The thing about, I want to see you tied in a one room near an airport. What?
Yeah.
Like, she's just giving it all out. And I was just so impressed with all of that.
Yeah, because Carl was pretty, like, timid.
He was scared.
Very
I would have
scared
been scared.
But besides all that, let's tell our AfterBuzz audience and listeners and viewers, take it away.
Because it's important to let them know.
That's right. Let them know. Let them know, George.
So before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. All 5 of those stars. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. And trust me, there's lots to talk about here. And I just want to say sincerely, being a part of AfterBuzz has meant so much to all of us. And we truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we love. See, when you're an entertainer in Hollywood, you need all the support you could get. And y'all keep giving us that energy, and we're going to give it right back to you. So don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
Absolutely. And if you have any comments at all, even if it's not tonight, it's say, hey, you didn't have time and you want to like write a comment tomorrow, I'm going to be checking it out. So
We want to talk.
We're going to interact with you guys because this show is going to go far.
Yeah, and there's almost too much to talk about.
Oh, my God.
So we need some assistance.
Yes, indeed. So we're going to get to current time, 2019. Same home, guys. Same home.
I can't believe it. You drew my attention to that. I was like, okay, it's 3 different eras. But when you pointed out it's the same home, I was like, wow. You know, the set design... Production, you know, kudos to y'all too, because they pulled it off. It looked like, especially to me, in the 80s, you know, when you saw that party with the tall candles and everything, it did not look like the same home at all.
It could be tricky if you're not paying attention, but then it's like, oh my God, but the outside does definitely look the same. It's just that it seems like in 2019, we have, it's just a very ballsy character. Taylor Harding is the name of the character, but she's a kick booty lawyer. Actor Kirby Howell, Baptiste, I want to say her name correctly. And the husband's Elaine Cohen, and he plays a writer. So, you know, he's not really making the income. We felt the pain, right?
I felt the pain, you know. Been writing for a while. Some months are slow.
They are, and he does address that, like, babe, does that bother you? Like, you're kind of holding down this mansion, and I'm chilling out by the pool trying to write a script.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Because you're a writer yourself.
I felt the pain. I actually once dated a lawyer.
Ooh.
And she asked me, you know, what I majored in. And I was like, you know, I majored in literature. with the hope of becoming a lawyer. She's like, oh, what I became? And I was like, geez, I wanted to crawl into a cave and cry. I can't even talk.
Did she
still
make
so nervous.
You feel like this tailor-made Eli feel? Because, you know, yeah. These people have a complete open relationship.
Complete. That's how you immediately know it's 2019.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's completely open. And that's where you see another contrast. So you're looking at what happened with Rob and Beth Ann, and yeah. you see an evolution happening with Simona, but the complete role reversal now happens between Eli and Taylor. Yeah. And he mentions to Taylor that she's providing, you know, as you said, writing slow. And yeah. it's very interesting to see that this is what's happening in 2019. And let's face it, it is a lot more acceptable than it would have been in the 60s.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. This would not even be a topic.
Wouldn't fly.
Maybe, you know, like, in hiding, because I'm sure they got down a little bit back in the 60s.
Right.
But that was maybe the hippies who were smoking a little too much doobie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, even in the 80s, that kind of insinuated the end of the relationship. They yeah. wanted to divorce and have no one know what actually happened. But in 2019...
Oh, no, 2019. I was
happening.
Just like, ooh, really? Again, kudos to the writers.
Right.
Like, what great writing so that it's not like this monotony, like this whole, like, same kind of like, oh, look at us. It's a couple that's doing the same kind of thing. No, these are completely three different couples, three different decades. It's so beautifully written. It's so exciting. It's like, not that I want to bring it back to 1963, uh-huh. but you saw how he was eating the and the el pimiento
yeah.
got stuck, which you were like, pimiento.
I was like,
we were both
that?
Like, pimiento. I looked it up and I'm like, oh my God, of course, that's a Spanish word. It's a hot chili pepper getting stuck in his throat. I was like, whoa.
Well, now that you're mentioning that, what was interesting in 2019. When she told him, Taylor told Eli, or I think he mentioned he was going to get pizza.
Yeah.
And then we had to cut away back to the grocery store. And the first thing was from the frozen pizza to seeing that in the shop.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, the transitions here are great.
Oh, they're beautiful.
They're so great.
The transitions,
so,
for sure.
So then transitioning into 2019 and seeing, you know, the scene you're mentioning, I thought it was going to be poison.
Me
when,
too.
When she made the dinner, and then I didn't know what that word was. I thought it was a type of poison. And then going forward to 2019,
yeah.
again, the underlying thing here is the wife was cooking for the husband. And in 2019, he's getting the pizza.
He's getting the pizza. But then
it's not expected.
But another little extra twist, we've got Jade, who is the, well, I'm going to call her the mistress, even though she's not a mistress, but she's it's an open relationship. It's what do you call someone that, it's not a mistress because they know about it?
The friend.
The friend.
The acquaintance.
It's not a third wheel of acquaintance.
The party crasher
yeah,
in a good way.
But it was really nice how, like, she was cooking, making breakfast.
She
they were
did
both
all
shocked.
Of it. Yeah, they were shocked.
Like, our house is clean.
And I thought at that point, that a threesome had happened. But then later on, when they're talking by the pool, you kind of feel that it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
And when Eli's talking to his friend, and he's saying, oh, she's into you, with the button. Again, another.
I know. That little instigator, his name is Lamar. You know
yeah.
what? You're instigating.
Yeah,
you're like, you know she wants
Lamar's
you. I know
instigating.
How white girls do it, blah, blah, blah.
And then the writers saying that the button, if they fix your button, it means, yo, these
they want you.
These writing pens, they're not writing with pens. They're writing with pencils because they're on fire and they're wood. And wood lights up faster. It's on fire.
They
the writers are.
Are
on fire.
And then, like, how Jade was by the pool and she's, like, bending over. Like, okay.
Yeah.
I was just like, all right, I'm sorry.
The innuendos.
You're only bending over in front of someone
yeah.
because you're interested.
She
like,
knows.
Who?
She knows what she's doing. And we knew she knew what she was doing when we saw that first initial stare.
I know. Oh,
that trance of a stare.
That little stare that she gave, yeah. like,
and
I was like, he was falling over.
Yeah, he was falling over. And let's talk about Taylor, because she seemed to be
a little bothered. She looked
by
a little
it.
Jealous, right, for mm-hmm. someone who's very powerful. She's a powerful lawyer. She's in control. I mean, you know, even Eli mentioned, like, yeah, she definitely wears the pants in the family. Like,
yeah.
You know. So for... to see her sort of like towards the ending of the show, kind of like
vulnerable state,
she kind of like collapsed a little bit. Like, what's going on?
We
here?
See that jealousy can happen in an open relationship.
That's right. And maybe that's why women kill.
More problems coming.
More problems coming. Oh, my Lord have mercy. So I know we have a special segment. We're going to get to that.
Yes, we do.
Because we kind of covered a lot of the hot stuff that's going on here in this first episode, which was heated up.
And our special segment, because we talked about the importance of the eras, is going to be the top three signs of the times. The top three signs of the times from each era is being the 60s, the 80s, and the 2010s. So starting with the 60s.
Yeah.
My favorite sign of the time, I believe it was a Ford Thunderbird. The car in the opening. Gorgeous. And that was my absolute instant favorite thing. I don't know if you agree with that, if you like the car.
I absolutely agree with that. I mean, because it is so essential to have cars. Cars mark time.
Yes.
Absolutely. Because you would not see, a Lamborghini back in 1963.
Yeah, but it's not going to be the same ones we're looking at today.
Exactly. And gorgeous car. Yeah, I totally agree with you.
You got the feel for it. And going into the 80s, right? Now, I know, Jackie, when we were watching, you liked the fashion, the clothes. And 80s fashion, if you're in Hollywood and you go down Melrose Avenue, you're going to see a lot of 80s fashion, I promise you.
It's the best.
And I was going to say that my favorite sign of the times was the hair in the 80s. But I think the better thing to say, and let's give wardrobe some props.
Yes.
Yo, the clothes in the 80s was my favorite sign of the times in this.
I love the clothes, but I love the hair of the 80s. Poof, honey, I could do that hairdo all day long.
So we'll give it a close second.
Okay.
And going into 2019, favorite sign of the time, because of the way it was rolled out in the writing, was the open relationship. They didn't smack us in the face with it right away.
No.
Taylor was going to rescue her friend or whoever it was, and it slowly gets revealed in the dialogue with Eli that it's actually someone who she's hooking up with. And I thought it was brilliant, and that was my favorite sign of the time in the 2019.
Oh, I did love that, because that is a sign of the time. You're not going to see that back in the days. You're just not going to see it.
And building off these sign of the times, so the second part of our segment, we're going to be talking about, we're still staying on the eras, because the eras are very important establishing factor of this show.
Yes.
The era is, it's a timepiece, and it kind of determines and situates everything we're seeing. So we're going to talk about, because I'm a music guy, our favorite songs from each era in our special segment. And if you are watching, please let us know in the comments your favorite songs from each era. We're going to start with the 60s. My favorite song, Jackie, from the 60s is It's My Party. Do you know that song?
It's my party, and I da 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 da
da. I'm so glad you could keep it pitched, because I was about to butcher the song. But that song,
don't know really the lyrics, but I know that's how it goes.
That song, whenever I make a decision to buy something and I know I don't have enough money to buy it, It's My Party. Literally, it starts going in my head until I get to the register, pay with cash, wear it when I get home, and then I cry later on. But that's my motivation song.
You would cry too.
And that song actually came out in 1963, which is exactly when it takes place.
I love that song.
Going into the 80s, there's a song called Take On Me by A-ha. Do you know that song?
Take On Me. Hum it a little bit.
Take On Me. Take On Me. You know that song?
So, I'm going to have to find one for the 80s. I keep going to Cyndi Lauper.
true story. My first job was at a store called Home Goods. And I used to have to move the furniture, and it was heavy.
Yeah.
And while I would move the furniture, they always had the song in the loop. And this was one of the songs in the loop.
Oh, okay. We're going to have to play that song later.
So it played. I don't know if I like it or if I'm programmed to love it, because it was all I heard.
That's it. That's all you heard.
And then lastly, 2019. There's a group out right now called Emotional Oranges. Ooh. And they have a song called Personal. And it's actually playing on Sirius XM. And they've been going on a world tour. I promise you, Personal right now in 2019 is the best song that is out there.
Wow.
I stand by that.
Okay. We're going to have to check out
Personal.
You got to
check it out. And what I love about Emotional Oranges is they're bridging the gap in R&B. Because you know you had the R&B with the soulfulness, the romantic vibes, and then it kind of turned into mumble rap and trap. So there's this gap in between. And the gap is like these 90 elements, these hip-hop elements, and this soulfulness that was kind of diluted going into current times. And they have all of it.
Oh, my God.
Emotional Oranges, personal.
Listen, guys, check out all the songs he's talking about.
It's the business. It's the business.
Sounds fabulous. I feel like I heard this before.
You've heard it.
As if I hear the actual song, I'm going to know.
You're vibrating. You're feeling it. You're feeling
I'm vibrating. Jackie. So we're going to get to news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. Okay, listen. We have a picture here of Mark Cherry. Cherry, was I saying Curry? Oh, my
Curry.
God.
Oh, my gosh. And I assumed it rhymed with my name.
I am so sorry about that. But it is a new show, so forgive us.
Yeah.
But it's Mark Cherry. Oh, God.
So
I knew
my
it was
name
what
is George Cherry, not Curry.
Ah, there
I'm
it
going,
is.
I'm whatever, going, whatever Mr. Cherry's doing, yes. I'm changing the pronunciation of my name for it.
That's right. Mark Cherry, he's a writer, he's a producer, and we've got his IMDb there. Listen, he is known for Desperate Housewife, The Golden Girls. I mean, three women living in three different decades. That's what this is all about. A housewife in the 60s, a socialite in the 80s, a lawyer in 2018-19. Deal with infidelity in their marriages.
That's a log line. That's a dynamite log line.
That's right. IMDb, thank you very much. We've got Lucy Liu. We've got a picture of Lucy Liu right here. Oh, beautiful. And she is killing it. Mm-hmm. We've got Jennifer Goodwin. We have a picture of her, too. She is killing it as well.
She looks so different. I noticed that in this show, she looks so different. I wonder if that was...
So different.
It's probably intentional because of the wardrobe.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The hair and the makeup.
It's
transforming her.
Yeah, because, you know, Lucy Liu looks very different, too, in the 1980s type of look.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Goodwin looks completely different as well. And Kirby Howell Batiste, I think she looks the one that looks the most current. Because it is the most current picture.
Yeah, and she has an extremely, what I'd call a likable face.
Yes.
On camera,
yes.
And she brought that likability to Taylor.
She did.
Like Taylor, and Eli, too. You like Eli when Eli
Yeah, yeah. It was almost like, I'm not trying to have a favorite couple, but I think so far it's my favorite couple.
They're in the race. They're ahead of the race, low key.
They're low key. So, yeah, Cherry's new CBS All Access series, Why Women Kill, is on Thursdays, and it's got a 3 out of 4. And it says, it's like Housewives, boiled down to its most essential elements, death, sex, great actresses, and mystery. I mean, yeah, that sums it up right there. With the freedom to curse, despite its partial period setting, Women, which is their shortcut for Why Women Kill, is essentially a modern version of Housewives, mixing dark comedy with violence to illuminate the lives of its main characters, starring with the talented trio of Lucy Liu, Jennifer Goodwin, and Kirby Howell Batiste. And they were on The Good Place and Barry. Yeah, I mean, this is an exciting show. It's saying that it doesn't exploit its characters or gratuitous titillation either. You know, even though it's enlightened with the Molly Amory, you know what I mean? When they're like having this the threesomes and all that stuff. This is an exciting show. Hey, people, you got to get with the times. You got to watch this kind of show. So we're gonna get to predictions.
Dun, dun, dun.
God, I love this part of the show.
I like it. And I also like the fact that they gave us an oop. And usually they leave us wondering too much, but Why Women Kill, they gave us some fun highlights of the next episode coming, episode 2.
Did.
And they gave me some hints. And I'm going to go through my hints.
Go get it.
Hint number one, Beth Ann, or shall we call her Sheila, she's out to basically take over. She's getting out of her shell.
Yeah.
She's getting out of this discomfort that we talked about.
That's right.
And she's turning into a Power Ranger, Super Saiyan, superhero, whatever you want to call it. And she's up to get some revenge and stand her ground in the household as a woman of the household who is stronger than the man in the household. And we're going to see that unroll. And I think it's going to happen as soon as the next episode from some of the cool highlights I saw.
They had some really cool highlights, for sure.
I believe that Carl is going to survive the pill attack. And I think they're going to, although Simona's doing her thing, which we didn't talk much about him, but Taylor, and as much as it would cheer her up to commit a felony, as she said, and sleep with Chira, yeah. Taylor, I think she's going to actually commit the felony, because we saw that happen in the mobile. But I also think that she's going to circle back to Carl. There's something there between them. I'm trying to figure out. I know Carl might be into men too, but this could be a suppressed 2019 situation, and they might come up with an agreement and stay together eventually. That's my prediction for episode two.
Yeah.
As well as Eli and Taylor. You know for a fact that that's happening. We saw it in the shower with Jane, but I think that Taylor is going to, although she welcomed that energy in, she's going to want it the heck out of her home. She's going to get jealous, and Jane's going to be bye-bye in episode two.
That quickly, you
that
think?
That quick, that ooh. Fast. It ain't going to last.
Ooh.
It's broken with no cast.
Let me see. Well, let me echo from right there where you just left off. Taylor is definitely, and thank you for the writers and everyone highlighting these little clips right at the ending of the show.
I appreciate it, because sometimes when you withhold too much, it's like, where's the direction?
Yeah, exactly. So this is making predictions a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. Taylor is gonna break up with Jade because she's very jealous.
Yeah.
But I think that Jade's not going to be gone just yet.
Oh, she's going to stick around.
I think she's going to stick around. Maybe not in the house, but I don't know the way Simon was looking at Jade. I feel like he's going to wind up hooking up with her. It's going to get a little sticky situation there. That's what I feel with this couple in the 2019.
I could also see that happening.
And Lucy Liu, I feel like she's not going to be able to let go of Carl as much as she wants to hang him. And she's just like slapping him like, get over it with your pills. You're not going to die on my time. You're going to die a real slow death because you're going to pay for what you've done for me. You can't come out.
So it's the opposite of what I'm saying. She's going to make him suffer.
She's going to make him suffer because it was those few key words. You see, women listen a little differently than men do.
But I'm learning. This show is my second college degree. Literature, watching Why Women Kill. Same thing. They both do the same thing in the universe.
Exactly. So I feel like Lucy Liu, Simone, sorry. It's the same character. It's the same people. She probably is the same person, actually.
I want to party with Lucy Liu, too.
Yeah, I want to party with Lucy Liu. So Simone is definitely going to keep Carl around because Carl did mention a little hint, and he mentioned how you can't make it without me. See, it's the opposite. Taylor, Simone needs Taylor because Taylor is holding down the house. But Carl is holding down the house in the 80s with Simone. Simone is just like one of those Beverly Housewives that just like Beverly Hills Housewives that just has this money because of the husband.
So you're saying that Eli has a function in the house with Taylor. More of a function.
Exactly. 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 So, and then Beth Ann turning into Sheila. Ooh. So mysterious.
Saucy. Mysterious, saucy. Because
she
spicy like her little mini tomato chili that's called a...
Pimiento.
Say slowly.
Pimiento.
Pimiento.
We will learn Spanish here también. Okay, mi gente?
I love it.
Those are my predictions. I mean, we're going on with the predictions, but we really love this episode. So we cannot wait for the next episode two to come out next week.
This is how episode one went down. Episode two is going to be cray-cray. And I can't wait.
I know. It's going to be totally crazy. And we're going to have all the names like on lockdown because it's the first episode. So we're like trying to just make sure that the names are correct and all that.
And it's good because Mr. Chair, now you could come in so we could apologize to you in person and have you here.
Yes, Mark Terry, come to our show here at AfterBuzz. We love to interview you because not only are you, you just created this incredible Why Women Kill, which as soon as Bree told me about this show. I mean, I didn't even see the trailer, and I was already like, yep, I'm in.
Yeah, just the concept alone. And exactly. Don't you love it when a show lives up to the expectations of the concept? And this wow. did that and more. Salute.
Boom. Well, you know what, George? Let everybody know, because we're going to have to wrap this up. We can talk all day long. Get into our comments at YouTube, iTunes. Do all that stuff. Subscribe, share. Please write whatever you want, and we're going to get back to you. Okay? We're going to be here next week, same time, same bat channel. So, George, definitely. Let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
They can find me at Mr. George Khoury, last name spelled K-H-O-U-R-I. Check out my show as well, Black Coffee Show.
Absolutely. And you can find me at Jackie Nova 7 across the board and at oxfilms.us, because my feature action suspense thriller comes out this fall. I am the lead and I am the producer in that. It's a Richard Ryan film and it's called Art of Deception.
Let's go.
Let's go, baby. Thank you so much for watching our AfterBuzz show here with Why Women Kill. Thank you very much. We love you. Mwah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Buzz you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first. We're the biggest in the world. And we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.com. FM to get started.
Taylor, because she seemed to be a little bothered.
She looked a little jealous, right? For mm-hmm. someone who's very powerful. She's a powerful lawyer. She's in control. I mean, you know, even Eli mentioned, like, yeah, she definitely wears the pants in the family. Like,
yeah.
You know. So for to see her sort of like towards the ending of the show, kind of like
vulnerable state.
She kind of like collapsed a little bit, like, what's going on
We
here?
See that jealousy can happen in
that's
an open
right.
relationship.
That's right. Maybe that's why women kill.
More problems coming.
More problems coming. Oh, my Lord have mercy. So I know we have a special segment. We're going to get to that.
Yes, we do.
Because we kind of covered a lot of the hot stuff that's going on here in this first episode, which was heated up.
And our special segment, because we talked about the importance of the eras, yeah. is going to be the top three signs of the times.
Ugh.
The top three signs of the times from each era is being the 60s, the 80s, and the 2010s. So starting with the 60s.
Yeah.
My favorite sign of the time, I believe it was a Ford Thunderbird. The car in the opening. Gorgeous. And that was my absolute instant favorite thing. I don't know if you agree with that, if you like the car.
I absolutely agree with that. I mean, because it is so essential to have cars. Cars mark time.
Yes.
Absolutely. Because you would not see, a Lamborghini back in 1963.
Yeah, but it's not going to be the same ones we're looking at today.
Exactly. And gorgeous car. Yeah, I totally agree with you.
You got the feel for it. And going into the 80s, all right. Yeah. Now, I know, Jackie, when we were watching, you liked the fashion, the clothes. And 80s fashion, if you're in Hollywood and you go down Melrose Avenue, you're going to see a lot of 80s fashion, I promise you.
It's
the best. And I was going to say that my favorite sign of the times was the hair in the 80s. But I think the better thing to say, and let's give wardrobe some props.
Yes.
Yo, the clothes in the 80s was my favorite sign of the times in this.
And yeah, then, I love the clothes, but I love the hair of the 80s. That whole poof, honey, I could do that hairdo all day long.
So we'll give it a close second.
Okay.
And going into 2019, favorite sign of the time, because of the way it was rolled out in the writing, was the open relationship. They didn't smack us in the face with it right away. No. Taylor was going to rescue her friend or whoever it was, and it slowly gets revealed in the dialogue through with Eli that it's actually someone who she's hooking up with. And I thought it was brilliant, and that was my favorite sign of the time in the 2019.
Oh, I did love that, because that is a sign of the time. You're not going to see that back in the days. You're just not going to see it.
And building off these signs of the times, so the second part of our segment, okay, we're going to be talking about, we're still staying on the eras, because the eras are very important. It's the establishing factor of this show.
Yes.
The era is, it's a timepiece, and it kind of determines and situates everything we're seeing. So we're going to talk about, because I'm a music guy, our favorite songs from each era in our special segment. And if you are watching, please let us know in the comments your favorite songs from each era. We're going to start with the 60s. My favorite song, Jackie, from the 60s is It's My Party. Do you know that song?
It's my party and I da 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 do 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 do.
I'm so glad you could keep it pitched, because I was about to butcher the song. But that song,
don't know really the lyrics, but I know that's how it goes.
That song, whenever I make a decision to buy something and I know I don't have enough money to buy it, It's My Party. Literally, it starts going in my head until I get to the register, pay with cash, wear it when I get home, and then I cry later on. But that's my motivation song.
You would cry too.
And that song actually came out in 1963, which is exactly when it takes place.
I love that song.
Going into the 80s, there's a song called Take On Me by A-ha. Do you know that song?
Take On... Hum it a little bit.
Take On Me, Take On Me. You know that song?
I feel like it. Oh, no.
So...
I'm going to have to find one for the 80s. I keep going to Cyndi Lauper.
True story. My first job was at a store called Home Goods. And I used to have to move the furniture, and it was heavy.
Yeah.
And while I would move the furniture, they always had the song in the loop. And this was one of the songs in the loop.
Oh, okay. We're going to have to play that song later.
So it played. I don't know if I like it or if I'm programmed to love it, because it was all I heard.
That's it. That's all you heard.
And then lastly, 2019. There's a group out right now called Emotional Oranges, and they have a song called Personal, and it's actually playing on Sirius XM, and they've been going on a world tour. I promise you, Personal, right now in 2019, is the best song that is out there.
Wow.
I stand by that.
Okay, we're going to have to check out
You
got to
check it out. And what I love about Emotional Oranges is they're bridging the gap in R&B. Because you know you had the R&B with the soulfulness, the romantic vibes, and then it kind of turned into mumble rap and trap. So there's this gap in between. And the gap is like these 90 elements, these hip-hop elements, and this soulfulness that was kind of diluted going into current times. And they have all of it.
Oh, my God.
Emotional Oranges, Personal.
Listen, guys, check out all the songs he's talking about.
It's the business. It's the business.
Sounds fabulous. I feel like I heard this before.
You heard it.
Is if I hear the actual song, I'm going to know.
You're vibrating. You're feeling it. You're feeling
I'm vibrating. Jackie. So we're going to get to news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. Okay. Listen, we have a picture here of Mark Cherry. Cherry. Was I saying Curry? Oh, my
Curry.
God.
Oh, gosh. And I assumed it rhymed with my name.
I am so sorry about that. But it is a new show, so forgive us.
Yeah.
But it is Mark Cherry. Oh, God.
So
I knew it was with a C.
So my name is George Cherry, not Curry.
Ah, there
I'm
it
going,
is.
Whatever Mr. Cherry's doing, yes. I'm changing the pronunciation of my name for it.
That's right. Mark Cherry, he's a writer, he's a producer, and we've got his IMDb there. Listen, he is known for Desperate Housewife, The Golden Girls. I mean, three women living in three different decades. That's what this is all about. A housewife in the 60s, a socialite in the 80s, a lawyer in 2018-19. Deal with infidelity in their marriages.
That's a log line. That's a dynamite log line.
That's right. IMDb, thank you very much. We've got Lucy Liu. We've got a picture of Lucy Liu right here. Oh, beautiful. And she is killing it. Mm-hmm. We've got Jennifer Goodwin. We have a picture of her, too. She is killing it as well.
She looks so different. I noticed that in this show, she looks so different. I wonder if that was...
different.
It's probably intentional because of the wardrobe.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The hair.
The hair and the makeup.
Transforming her.
Yeah, because, you know, Lucy Liu looks very different, too, in the 1980s type of look.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Goodwin mm-hmm. looks completely different as well. And Kirby Howell Batiste, she looks, I think she looks the one that looks the most current. I think it is because it is the most current picture.
And she has an extremely, what I'd call a likable face. Yes. On camera,
yes.
And she brought that likability to Taylor.
She did.
Liked Taylor and Eli too. You like Eli when Eli.
Yeah, yeah. It was almost like I'm not trying to have a favorite couple, but I think so far it's my favorite couple.
They're in the race. They're ahead of the race. Low key.
They're low key. So yeah, Cherry's new CBS All Access series, Why Women Kill, is on Thursdays, and it's got a 3 out of 4. You know what? And it says. It's like Housewives, boiled down to its most essential elements, death, sex, great actresses, and mystery. I mean, yeah, that sums it up right there. With the freedom to curse, despite its partial period setting, Women, which is their shortcut for Why Women Kill, is essentially a modern version of Housewives, mixing dark comedy with violence to illuminate the lives of its main characters, starring with the talented trio of Lucy Liu, Jennifer Goodwin, and Kirby Howell Batiste. And they were on The Good Place and Barry. Yeah, I mean, this is an exciting show. It's saying that it doesn't exploit its characters or gratuitous titillation either. You know, even though it's enlightened with the Molly Amory, you know what I mean? When they're like having this the threesomes and all that stuff. This is an exciting show. Hey, people, you got to get with the times. You got to watch this kind of show. So we're going to get to predictions.
Dun, dun, dun.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh, God, I love this part of the show.
I like it. And I also like the fact that they gave us an oop. And usually they leave us wondering too much, but Why Women Kill, they gave us some fun highlights of the next episode coming, episode 2.
Did.
And they gave me some hints. And I'm going to go through my hints.
Go get it.
Hint number one, Beth Ann, or shall we call her Sheila, she's out to basically take over. She's getting out of her shell.
Yeah.
She's getting out of this discomfort that we talked about.
That's right.
And she's turning into a Power Ranger, Super Saiyan, superhero, whatever you want to call it. And she's up to get some revenge and stand her ground in the household as a woman of the household who is stronger than the man in the household. And we're going to see that unroll. And I think it's going to happen as soon as the next episode from some of the cool highlights I saw.
They had some really cool highlights, for sure.
I believe that Carl is going to survive the pill attack. And I think they're going to, although Simona's doing her thing, we didn't talk much about him, but Taylor, and as much as it would cheer her up to commit a felony, as she said, and sleep with Chira, Taylor, I think she's going to actually commit the felony, because we saw that happen in the mobile. But I also think that she's going to circle back to Carl. There's something there between them. I'm trying to figure out. I know Carl might be into men too, but this could be a suppressed 2019 situation, and they might come up with an agreement and stay together eventually. That's my prediction for episode 2.
Yeah.
As well as Eli and Taylor. You know for a fact that that's happening. We saw it in the shower with Jane, but I think that Taylor is going to, although she welcomed that energy in, she's going to want it the heck out of her home. She's going to get jealous, and Jane's going to be bye-bye in episode 2.
Mm, ooh, that quickly, you
that
think?
That quick, that ooh. Fast. It ain't going to last.
Ooh,
it's
ooh.
Broken with no cast.
Let me see. Well, let me echo from right there where you just left off. Taylor is definitely, and thank you for the writers and everyone highlighting these little clips right at the ending of the show.
I appreciate it, because sometimes when you withhold too much, it's like, where's the direction?
Yeah, exactly. So this is making predictions a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. Taylor is gonna break up with Jade because she's very jealous.
Yeah.
But I think that Jade's not gonna be gone just yet.
Oh, she's gonna stick around.
I think she's gonna stick around. Maybe not in the house, but I don't know the way Simon was looking at Jade. I feel like he's going to wind up hooking up with her, it's gonna get a little sticky situation there. That's what I feel with this couple in the 2019.
I could also see that happening.
And Lucy Liu, I feel like she's not gonna be able to let go of Carl as much as she wants to hang him, and she's just like slapping him, like, get over it with your pills. You're not gonna die on my time. You're gonna die a real slow death because you're gonna pay for what you've done for me. You can't come out.
So it's the opposite of what I'm saying. She's gonna make him suffer.
She's gonna make him suffer because it was those few key words. You see, women listen a little differently than men do.
But I'm learning this show is my second college degree. Literature, watching Why Women Kill, same thing. They both do the same thing in the universe.
Exactly. So I feel like Lucy Liu, Simone, sorry. It's the same character. It's the same people. She probably is the same person, actually. In real life.
I want to party with Lucy Liu, too.
Yeah, I want to party with Lucy Liu. So Simone is definitely going to keep Carl around because Carl did mention a little hint, and he mentioned how you can't make it without me. See, it's the opposite. Simone needs Taylor because Taylor is holding down the house. But Carl is holding down the house in the 80s with Simone. Simone is just like one of those Beverly Housewives that just like Beverly Hills Housewives that just has this money because of the husband.
So you're saying that Eli has a function in the house with Taylor. More of a function.
Exactly. 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 So, and then Beth Ann turning into Sheila. Ooh. So mysterious.
Saucy. Mysterious, and saucy. Because she spicy like her little mini tomato chili that's called a...
Pimiento.
Say slowly.
Pimiento.
Pimiento.
We will learn Spanish here también. Okay, mi gente? Those are my predictions. I mean, we're going on with the predictions, but we really love this episode. We cannot wait for the next episode 2 to come on out next week.
This is how episode 1 went down. Episode 2 is going to be cray-cray, and I can't wait.
I know. It's going to be totally crazy, and we're going to have all the names like on lockdown because it's the first episode, so we're like trying to just make sure that the names are correct and all that.
And it's good because Mr. Cherry, now you could come in so we could apologize to you in person and have you here.
Yes, Mark Cherry, come to our show here at AfterBuzz. We love to interview you because not only are you, you just created this incredible Why Women Kill, which as soon as Bree told me about this show, I mean, I didn't even see the trailer and I was already like, yep, I'm in.
Yeah, just the concept alone. And don't you love it when a show lives up to the expectations of the concept? And this did that and more. Salute.
Boom. Yeah. So, you know what, George? Let everybody know because we're going to have to wrap this up. We can talk all day long. Get into our comments at YouTube, iTunes. Do all that stuff. Subscribe, share. Please write whatever you want, and we're going to get back to you. Okay? We're going to be here next week, same time, same bat channel. So, George... Definitely. Let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
They can find me at Mr. George Corey, last name spelled K-H-O-U-R-I. Check out my show as well, Black Coffee Show.
Absolutely. And you can find me at Jackie Nova 7 across the board and at oxfilms.us because my feature action suspense thriller comes out this fall. I am the lead and I am the producer in that. It's a Richard Ryan film and it's called Art of Deception.
Let's go.
Let's go, baby. Thank you so much for watching our AfterBuzz show here with Why Women Kill. Thank you very much. We love you. Mwah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Buzz you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.